I think everybody knows by now of our well-documented rise and fall, like the phoenix that we are in the ratings. You know, rather fall than rise. Mm-hmm. You know, we were down, then we were up again.
We had Riz from the ashes.
And it's the news station that's in front of us in the ratings. And, you know, we're trying to get the show back to number one. And thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting. And thank you for admitting to the Arbitron people that you listen. And thanks for listening harder and all that jazz. We appreciate it. The news station is the station that we've got to take care of. And the face of the news station is a tool named Jim Farley.
Wow.
But for our purposes, his name is Fartley.
Fartley.
And the players in this will be, of course, Jim Farley, who's the program director of news station WTOP and a relentless self-promoter, just a jag-off. Also, his secretary.
That's right.
Bonneville.
Right.
Company he works for is Bonneville.
Ah.
Then Rupert Pupkin. That, of course, is the guy who runs the DCR-TV website.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz as our announcer.
Aye.
And Rob plays the secretary. I play the guy from the website. And Mike, as always, is the star of our show as Jim Fartley.
Thank you.
So now, all across America, brought to you by the Procter & Gamble Network. Or brought to you by products on this Procter & Gamble Network station. I was trying to figure out, back in the day, Buzz,
yes,
how did they really, back when you were a boy,
uh-huh,
when they would like introduce radio dramas, wouldn't they say, like, brought to you by Spick and Span or something
like
that?
Now for another episode of Kodak Theater. Procter & Gamble proudly presents Meet the Fartleys.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Buzz. And now, let's go to our narrator, kindly Buzz Burbank, for the second edition of Meet the Fartleys.
It's time to meet the Fartleys. As we look into the glass-enclosed nerve center that is our hero's office, we find him planning his quest. Not a quest for ratings dominance, not a quest for news excellence, but a quest so that everybody knows his name. And his name is Jim Fartley.
Let's see. This really has been a busy week. I haven't even had a minute to myself. I spent all day yesterday weeding my organic vegetable garden. Then last night was my zit-popping party with webmaster Rupert Pupkin. Boy, oh boy, I haven't seen that many whiteheads since I went to that skinhead rally. Oh, well, no rest for the brilliant. I had better check my appointments for today so I can plan accordingly. Oh, Bonnie!
Just then, Fartley's secretary, Bonneville, comes into his office.
More grape Kool-Aid and crackers, Mr. Fartley?
No, thank you, Bonnie. Too many Ritz crackers give me the gas. Oh, but I sure do love them, especially when you put lots of margarine on them. Mmm.
Just the way you like it, sir.
Can you go over today's appointments with me, Bonnie?
They're right on your desk, jackass.
What?
I said they're on your desk.
Above all, Bonnie, I'm so proud that my employees respect me.
Eat one, tool.
Right. Let me sit down on my hemorrhoidal donut pillow and have a look. Let's see. 9:08, traffic and weather. 9:18, traffic and weather. 9:28, traffic and weather. 9:30, nice BM. 9:35, pick. 9:35, 30, eat. Whew! What a day! Hello? Newsroom? Hello? Hello, newsroom? Jim Fartley speaking. How about I help you today? Well, hello, Rupert.
It was Rupert Pupkin who ran a local crooked gossip website.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, my sweet boy.
Hey, dollface. I just want to thank you for that great zip-popping party and for all the nice ointment you sent over. My favorite is the Gyno-Leutramin.
Yes, Rupert, that's an excellent ointment. But what did you use it for?
I use it for, soreness.
Soreness?
Yes, Jim. As a matter of fact, I had to sleep standing up last night. I feel better now. I used my bidet twice already this morning.
Good! Just as long as you're not sore at me, I need to know what you can continue to publish by picture and by words every time I issue another quote as to how flippin' brilliant I am. Excuse me. Yep, brilliant and gassy.
You really are brilliant.
I know.
Tell me another way that you have revolutionized the radio business.
Well, Rupert, after we do traffic and weather on the 8th, we surprise everyone with something that's revolutionary, mind-blowing. We do, wait for it, sports at 15 and 45.
That's so exciting. You have made me want to visit the bidet again.
I only wish that I could be there to watch you, Rupert, and to wash you.
Settle down, big boy. How did you ever come up with sports at 15 and 45.
Well, that was the easy part. I just bought a cassette tape of 1010 WINS in New York City. Just $3 on eBay. And I bought myself a winning radio format. I bid with confidence because I'm brilliant.
You really are brilliant.
I really am. Brilliant. And gassy. And, ooh, itchy. This donut pillow isn't working.
This between you and me, Jim. Don't you think that the average DC radio listener will ever get tired of your stale news, your poorly written and delivered in the boring, predictable style?
Nope. You see, I imagine that my average listener is just like me.
You mean a drooling half-wit with bloody hemorrhoids?
Yep, as long as that's the case, I'll keep winning awards. And boy, oh boy, do I love awards.
You like awards because they validate your existence?
No, because the pointy ones are good for scratching. And I've been doing a lot of scratching.
I know that misery.
Well, listen, Roop, gotta go.
You got a busy day, Big Jim?
Oh, yes, sir. I have to moderate 17 different panel discussions on broadcast excellence. And then I have to call the American Dairy Board.
Hold on, let me write this down for my website. Are you doing a shocking expose story on the dairy industry?
No, I'm going to report myself missing so I can see my picture on a milk carton.
You are brilliant.
And gassy.
Join us next time when we'll hear Jim Fartley say,
Bonnie, could you come in here and help me polish these AP News Desk awards? I've been itchy and they have blood on them.
As we meet the Fartleys.
Meet the Fartleys. Oh, there you go. That's how you meet the Fartleys. Bravo. That's it. That's today's episode.
We're going to get an award for this series.
You know
we are.
Good.
I know
oh,
we are.
Yes, absolutely. Exposing him as the man he is.
Fantastic.
The Oz of radio.
I think so.
Let me see. Oh, traffic on the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Sports at 15 and 45.
Yeah.
Pray for another 9/11 or for a snowstorm.
Brilliant.
Yes.
And gassy.
Gassy.
This is Jim Farley.
You know he's gassy.
If you're Jim Farley. I'm Rupert Pupkin.
I've seen those pictures.
I write the website. Hello, welcome to my website.
More chips, please.
This portion of Don and Mike show is brought to you by Ford.
Ford.
I die for a Ford. I barely get by on my Vespa.
I like when they use the slogan, Ford has a better idea. Everybody in the business has a better idea than me.
My DCRTV Vespa.
Yeah.
Oh, that seat. If I could tell you where that seat has been.
Oh, fudge. Bustard on my sweater vest.
Every day somebody makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that. Hey, Jim.
Yes, Roop, buddy, old pal, buddy.
When are you going to be making another one of your speeches about how much you know about radio?
I'm making one right now. Yes, sirree. I've got another website on the phone.
Are you gonna send some more messages about how much Don and Mike suck, and I'm going to post them in the mailbag today?
Yes, I'm going to say as long as they mention my name. That's all I care about is that everybody mentions my name and nobody knows that I have a hemorrhoidal donut pillow.
Hey, Chris Core and Tom Gates,
your Rupert website, and I hope they get my cash.
What's go down me?
Oh, I could tell you. Better yet, I'll come over later and show you, my bearded friend. My long, homeless, ZZ Top, food in it, bearded friend.
It's not easy running a website where I make bold statements and then in the same breath beg people to send me $5 because I live in a basement with 100 cats.
I know, my long, bearded, cheesy, homeless-looking, live-in-your-mother's-basement friend.
Well, my gigantic, big, fat, Chris Farley-looking, bad, BM breath, news director of the year friend, I know as long as I got a website and you keep feeding me the information, I'll keep writing that your station's the greatest.
Thank you, you compulsive Emmer.
You always call a spade.
Thank you, Rupert. I'll be over to show you what going down means.
I am on the H.
Yeah, if only we could actually do this on television. Wouldn't that be special?
You're so smart.
Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Rupert, my anal retentive, never had a real job in radio friend.
Thank you, Jim, my pompous BS couldn't make it in radio, so you decided to be the program director of a news station. I mean, when you really think about it, what's that guy do? What's his script every day? Hello, things are bad in Israel, WTOP news time. You're so smart, you package crap, and people think it's news.
Can't argue with you there, my potential predator friend. Yes, sirree, we'll have a sign in your yard shortly. And it won't say, lives with mother.
That reminds me, I'm always looking for young interns. Young, hairless interns.
All females, no need to apply.
Come to the DCRTV Nerve Center. My Nerve Center.
Yeah, your Nerve Center.
There's room for a desk in there.
Only one person's ever explored that Nerve Center. It's you, Rupert.
Well, mainly my fingers.
Hey, very exciting. Thank you.
All right, well, that's how you do it. And, well, what can I say? But we're going to take the weekend off. We will not come in tomorrow to give you another episode of
this.
You
mean there won't be a scriptwriters meeting tomorrow?
There will not be. We're taking the weekend off, Mike. But we'll be back with a fresh episode for you on Monday.
Monday
of Meet the Fartleys.
Yay. Very good.
Listen, all kinds of God, we got tons of show to get to. We should really. The executive producer again is telling me good time to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Great time.
What do you think, there, JPKK?
I say let's break and let's break now.
Good idea. And Buzz, are you prepared to talk about any of the things going on in your life when you come back?
I don't know. I spoke to Buzz during one of the breaks. Buzz, you're a little conflicted about this.
I am.
And as I told you, we're here to help you through this.
Which part are you conflicted about? The part about you being pissed at Sears or you having a... Would that be it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
No, it's fine. No, I just have had a bit of a day. And if you guys can help me through it, then...
Yeah.
Then I'll
We can
I'll
help
him
talk about it, Don. We won't pry too much.
Who pissed you off? Was it Sears or Roebuck?
Yes. Both of them.
Both of them.
They ganged up on me.
And that is something about your child bride.
Well, you know, I did place a call to her to report my progress.
And she pissed you off.
Well, or hurt my feelings. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Can I tell you something off the record, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Buzz, I'm going to turn your microphone off for a second. No, I'll leave it on. You're a grown man. Just turn around for a second.
All right.
You know what he's... That's smart. You're a grown man.
He's in the back of his studio now.
You're a grown man. Just turn your back to us for a second so I can't see you. He told me today, God bless him, I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there.
Yeah.
This is the first time he's verbalized it to me, that he had Marsha on the speakerphone in his car.
Yeah.
And as he was driving down the road, he was driving with one hand, and with the other hand, he was just waving the finger.
Oh, waving at her.
Just waving the finger.
I've never done that.
No, right. You've never done that.
Taught him how to do that.
You've never done that. Christ, I used to do it with a double pumper. I'd be driving down the road, you know, just like, I mean, driving with my knees, give my lovely wife the finger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you and I should have the patent on that. Are you kidding? Well, Buzz, welcome to the club.
Hi.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. Lots to discuss.
Uh-huh.
or have I, and we said too much already.
Oh, you know, I think the contrary. I think now the dam's broken, so who knows?
Well, there were gestures. I don't believe I used that particular gesture, but, you know, you wave your hand. You talk with your hand sometimes when you get excited, when you get...
Hey, we understand. Absolutely.
Okay, so it was just a hand. It wasn't the finger.
Yeah, you know.
Just waving violently.
Gesticulating, as they say.
I got you. Sure. Everybody that believes that, put your hand up right now and wave one finger in the air.
Mine's high up in the air.
Buzz is putting one up. Yeah, well, that's two.
Put mine up in the air.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Well, I always like looking inside. God, if you turn around and see your best friend John back there. take a look at him.
Yeah, look at him go.
You still want us to walk you through this, hand. Buzz?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Sure. All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.